Thank you for calling. Please stay on the line and the next available representative will be with you momentarily.
This call may be recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Good morning, Alicia.
Good morning.
Yeah. Hey, how are you doing this morning?
I got a extreme headache with a toothache as well.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear that. I do have to go over some calls with you that you received over the past week or so. So I'm just going to go ahead, since you're not feeling well, I'm just going to read the coaching for you.
Okay.
One thing I want to make sure that, you know, that when you're taking your calls, I'm just going to read what I have, but then we'll just go over our explanation after. But what I have here is Alicia does a great job with remaining calm and professional on calls. Mr. Williams handles calls Ms. Williams handled calls on different days where she failed to open the call to greet the customer. In addition, the calls were where she did not open the call within 10 seconds, the 10-second time frame. On 1:30, there was a Koala call, a Good Brands call, and a Gilbert call, and another Koala, and as well as on 2:04, a Walnut Grove and a Gilbert on that day. Where you failed to open the call within the 10 seconds of receiving the call and failing to come to the line and assist the customer. That's a direct violation of the ASK call handling policy. On 1:30, now you had another call where it was a Jabob's Way call where the customer made a threat before they gathered before you gathered the information to locate the account, and it was verified that that you did have IT issues. But when the call disconnected, you did not call back. So it is a part of the policy that any time that a customer or a call is disconnected, that you do call them back twice to try to assist the call. And that's just to help prevent any type of chargeback. But if you're sitting in any type of follow-up or after-work call, that's also be considered, especially if it's excessive, abuse of company time. So you must remember to open and close your calls within 10 seconds of receiving them and to call them back whenever you have a disconnect, if you're having system issues or if they hang up, and even if they make a threat, you need to go into threat protocol and you always make sure to call them back. So with that being said, and I just want to go ahead and wrap it up there, but if any other infractions or of that nature occur, it could lead to further disciplinary action, which could be loss of home privileges and up to termination. So one thing I want you to make sure, because you're still getting those, this was a coaching that was already approved, but when I pulled your reports for this week, there were two more calls on there where there was no response on those. So I just want you to make sure that you're reporting if you have system issues, because if you don't, there's no way for us to verify. And then what happens is it looks like you're avoiding calls or, you know, something of that nature. So we have to make sure we stay on top of that. Do you have any questions or concerns?
No, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Well, just make sure you stay on top of it. I just want to make sure you stay on top of your attendance, too, now that, you know, the leads are handling that directly. You know, it'll be us reaching out to you. So just make sure that you stay on top of everything, okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you very much, and I'll talk to you later.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.